We're on Chav Dalad on the base. Omar Mar, Mishum Rav Yosef Aglili Omru, Athen Kosnan Lov Gitei Noshim. Other things that you can't use an animal for, a living thing. Yosef Aglili says you can't write a get on a living thing, on an animal, or a person. My time is Rav Yosef Aglili, the Tanya, Sefer, says the Kosovo was Sefer Krisos. Sefer, any other Sefer. Sefer usually means something written on parchment. Menayin L'Rav was called over. How do you know that if it's written on any materials, okay? Talmud Lomar, V'kosav La, Mikomako. There's V'kosav La, that includes anything. In K, Ma Talmud Lomar. And Tosis points out that it's what's it called? It's a Klal Prat U'Klal. That, otherwise it would be a Klal U'Prat, V'kosav La Sefer, and it would only be Sefer. But Kofsula Sefer Krisos, the Nosan Biyada is a cloud. It's a cloud, Prado cloud. And you need something similar to a Sefer, which is Ma Sefer Dover Sheinbo Ruachayim, the Eino Ochel, right? A Sefer is not something that is alive, and it's not a food. I've called Dover Sheinbo Ruachayim, the Eino Ochel. So in order to be kosher, to write a get on, it has to be something that's not alive and not a food. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold, you could write it on something living. So why do they learn from Sefer? Because of bis Sefer kidikomras. If it said because of bis Sefer, it would be talking about what to write the get on. Hash to receive Sefer, because of lost Sefer, it doesn't mean you should write it on a parchment. It means you should write l'sfiras dvarim bi'alma. You should write words that express the get. Rabbanan, hi v'kos of my darshi beis. What do they learn from v'kos of? Right? Hahumi boya lehu b'ksiva misgareshes v'ena misgareshes v'kesef. They learn from here that a woman can be only get a document and not with kesef. Why would I think that kesef could also affect? They give her money and send her away. Solka daita chamina hoil v'iske shitziya v'havoya. Ma havoya b'kesef hayitziya b'kesef k'mashuot. Since we have a hekish between gerushin and kedushin, right? The halachas of gerushin and kedushin are very similar, so I might think that the way that you affect a marriage, the same way you affect a get, just like a marriage can be affected with kesef, so too a get can be affected with kesef. And the Gemara in kedushin has other limudim why it can't be. One of them being that can't be ein kateger nasa saneger, right? Or ain't sanegra nasa kategor. You can't have something that created a marriage destroy the marriage. And the Gemara says, but the get is doing that. They have a shtar that can make a marriage, and a shtar can break a marriage. But it's two different shtaros. But here the money is all the same money. But in any case, Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns it from this kosa. B'ksiva miskareshes v'ena miskareshes b'kesef. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and that's why the Rabbanan learned that a woman can't be divorced with money. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he learns from the Kosav, that it can be not something that's alive and not a food. So what does he learn? Where does he learn that you can't be miskareshes? What does he use the Rabbi Yosef Aglili high svarim and all that? Where does he know this, that you can't be misgareshes b'kesef? Misefer krisus naftali. Sefer korsav, ein dovaracher korsav. Only a sefer, only a get can cut her off from her husband and nothing else. The idach, what are the rabbanim? What do they learn from, where do they know this, what do they need the sefer krisus for? Ha'humi boyle, the dovarach koris bein olaveinah. Sefer krisus means it has to be a get that totally separates the husband and wife. There's nothing still, no strings attached. Kedetanya, hareza gite chamanash lo tishte yayin. Person gives a woman a get on a condition that she never drinks wine. Yamanash lo teich lebeisavich lolam, or she'd never go back to her father's home forever. Ainza krisus, so something that still always ties her to him constantly. So that's not called krisus. Kol shloshim yom, if he only limits it to 30 days. So hareza krisus, it's krisus, and Rashi learns krisus right away. Because the 30 days are for sure going to pass. It's an automatic thing. And therefore, immediately she's divorced. The Idach, where does the other one learn this halacha from? Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mikoris Krisus. It could have said, the Nosan B'Yodah, Sefer Koris. And I would know that it has to tear, what's it called, something separates them. Why does it say krisus? Right? Tell me two things. One is safer krisus, and the other is krisus. The idach koris krisus lo darshi. And the rabbanon don't learn this diuk of koris krisus, only learn one thing from it. Rashi. Safer, because of a safer krisus. Only of a safer klat. It's parchment. Menayin l'rab is called over, the coast of love. They can use any material to try to get on. Go luach eitz, the alizayis. The kosa mikomakom, the matzil mikta, the nosan biyada, sefer krisus. Kodesh just said, the nosan biyada, sefer krisus. Why does it have to say the kosa of law, sefer krisus? To tell me you can write on anything. The Rabbanan says, he have the kosa of law, krisus, the sefer, kidikomras. The Rabbanan say, no. There's no have a meaning to say, it has to be only parchment, that now the kosa comes to tell me something else, but not everything. Right? If it would say the kosa of the cost of a krisus the safer, then we'd be talking about what you write to get on. The high safer klapu. Hashta the seed safer ain't a klap. Doesn't say the cost of bas safer. So safer means you should write words that express the get. Veina kos medabra, she nichtov alav. Torah is not talking about what you write to get on. Ela divrei haget, kori safer. Sfiras dvarim krisus. The words of the get are called the safer. Dvarim shu korsin mafridim beinayim. Should write her words that separate them. For Rabbanan, kiva the sefer lav klafu, hai the kosa of lalo, it's rich l'rabbas kol dover. Since we have no place to exclude anything, you can write a get on anything. So what do you need the words the kosa of lalo? The mehecha tesi loch liyache dover l'ksivoso, the it's rich lav shamin, she kol dover kosa of lalo. You don't need the kosa to add extra things, because I would never think that it's only a klaf. So what do you need the word the kosa of? Veina miskareshes bekesef. To tell me she can only be miskareshes with ksiva, with a shtar, and not with kesef. Litin la kesef, l'shem gerishin, to give her money for the sake of divorce, v'lomar hariat megureshes bo. Kederesh anasa mekedushin, v'lomar hariat mekudeshes bo. Similar to kedushin, it would be gerishin. V'iskes yitzia lahavoya, v'yotzni beso, v'holcha v'hoisli shachir. Right? Kedushin and gerishin, there's a hekesh between them. It says v'yotzam ibeiso v'holcha v'hoysel ishacher. V'yotzam ibeiso is get and holcha v'hoysel ishacher. She gets married to somebody else's kedushin. Mahavaya k'shemahava atzma le'ish efshir v'kesef. Just like when she gets married, it's affected with money. K'denaklam v'kedushin kicha kicha m'stei Ephraim. We learn a gzeres shava from stei Ephraim that a woman is miskadeshes v'kesef. Right. So where is Yerushalayim? Where you learn this from? You say for krisus. The somach krisus is safer. The dover hakores she takes sfiras dvarim koresus beneim. Only what's it called ksiva is koreser, but nothing else. Lo yitznai the rabbanon learned from safer krisus that it has to be something that separates between them completely. There's no strings attached. Ein ze krisus to chol yomer kshurabo. Her whole life she is dependent on him on fulfilling this tznai. She has to not go to her father's house or whatever. Tosa says, Lamaisa, the father's going to eventually die. Right? So it's not going to be her father's house. Tosa brings Raya that it's called the father's house even after death. And the Marsha says, Lamaisa could sell it. It's not called his after he sells it. But the Marsha says, Lamaisa could buy it back. So she's always, the Isra could always come back. Hareza krisus, the yochalovel they have rather the sof shloshim, because at the end of 30 days it's going to separate. So the ma'isa, a temporary condition is okay. Hilchach me'achshav muteres li'nasim in haTorah. She's allowed to get married immediately, and the others hold that she's not allowed to get married immediately, even though the condition is going to happen automatically. We're afraid that by conditions that don't happen automatically, she also get married immediately. And some hold that even by conditions that don't happen automatically. But we know that he wants to fulfill the condition that she can immediately get married. Mikoris krisus, to matzah mikta, sefer koris. Says krisus, we learn two things from it. And the rabbanon hold that you don't learn two things, only one thing. Okay. Ha'ose sukaso bein ha'ilanos, ve'ilanos tefanos lakshera. Here you're not building the sukkah in the tree, you're building the sukkah on the ground, and the trees are the walls. Rashi ben ilanos ba'aretz velo som chalein. You didn't support the sukkah with the trees. Avol hein defanoseha. But the trees form the walls of the sukkah. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov kol mechitza sheni yichol olam abruch mitzuyen mechitza. Any mechitza can't stand up in a normal wind is not a mechitza. And there's machlokas haposkim, what that means. Does that mean actually it has to, in the place where it is, it has to be able to stand? And what's it called, therefore, if you build a mechitza in the house where there's no wind, right? Not a sukkah. What's it called? Or, yeah, a sukkah with the roof open. There's no winds. So it'll stand, what's it called, there because there's no winds. It won't, if you put it outside, it wouldn't be able to stand in a ruach metzuya. But where it is now, it stands very nicely. So some hold, the Chazon Ish holds, that's a good mechitza. Because the maisa is going to stand. The problem of not being able to stand ruach metzuya is a metzias. If it's not going to stand, then it's not a good mechitza. As soon as a ruach metzuya comes along. But if no ruach metzuya comes along, it's a good mechitza, till the ruach metzuya comes along. And Mishnah Berurah says, no, that if a ruach metzuya would be there, wouldn't stand, then it's not even good when there is no ruach metzuya. Tanan, ha'osus kasu ben ilamas, v'ilamas tefanas lakshera. Says you can use trees for mechitza. L'chora, trees sway in the wind. So they don't stand in a ruach metzuya. They move around outside, and we'll see one second. The branches move in the wind. Where says, it's talking about the hard branches that don't move in the wind. Where says, Vayika nofo, the mice, there are branches that do move. You tie them up so they don't move. Where says, if that's the case, then what's the havamina? Of course it could be a wall. Right? It's tied up and it's solid. Now the same, and nigs of Dilma Osilish to Mushe Be'ilan, Kamash Malan. You might think that you're not allowed to make walls of a sukkah from trees, because maybe you'll come to use the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, no, that we're not afraid of that. Since the sukkah is not being supported by the trees, you're not making use of the tree, it's just a side use, literally. Okay, in any case, the Shiloh over here is, what does that mean that it moves in the wind? Mechitza that moves in the wind is not a mechitza. So here again, the Mishnah Berurah learns that if as long as it moves, that's not called a mechitza, has to stand still, can't move. And if the wind moves it, it's not a mechitza. So if you have a sheet and the wind blows it, even if it doesn't blow out of the frame, it's what's it called, it's no good. The Chazon Ish holds no. If it moves, no problem, as long as it doesn't move out of the frame. If it blows within three tochim of the frame or whatever, of the schach, so it doesn't blow outside of its area being a kosher mechitza, it doesn't blow up off the ground, three tvachim, then it's kosher. But if the wind will affect that, it'll blow it out of the frame, or blow it away from the schach, or up off the ground, and then it won't be a good mechitza, then it's not good.
Three tvachim in either direction?
Three tvachim, right, so it's not in line with the schach, or it's not within three tvachim of the ground, whatever. Whatever would passel the mechitza, if the wind causes that, then it's not a good mechitza. But if what's it called, the wind will just move it, or move it in and out, but it won't passel it, then the Chazon Ish is okay. Toshma, okay, let's see Rashi till here. She'eni yichol alam abruch metzuya, sharuch molicho mavia. The wind blows it to and fro. Bekashin ilonis keinim va'avim. Talking about thick, hard trees. Someone says, oh, you can know, for what about branches? There's still branches on the tree that move. And sometimes, if you're building it as for the tree to be the walls, usually you include the branches. You weave hutzedafna, what's it called, different palm leaves or whatever, amongst the branches to hold it in place. Doesn't move. Right? We're afraid that maybe you'll use the tree since it's a wall for the sukkah. Mashmallah, we're not afraid of that. Okay. Toshma. Great. And lahalacha, therefore, it's a shayla about using things that you don't tie down. Right? So the Taz holds that even if you tie down a mechitza that without being tied would move, is no good. Because we're afraid that it'll come away. It only helps for the fourth wall of a sukkah, but not the three kosher walls. And some hold that as long as one wall is solid, the other three walls can be something that's tied down. And we're not afraid it's going to come out. And la halacha, we're machmer, that not to use sheets
unless unless there's a mechitza that can't move at least 10 tefachim high. Okay. Toshma, hayisham ilan ogeder on mechitza sakonim, nida mishum diyomid. If you had a tree or a fence or a row of reeds, so around the be'er where you want to get water for your animals, and they were moderate with four diomdim, four corner pieces. So a tree can count as a corner piece, as long as it's an amma by an amma. So Mora says, l'chora, how could it count as a corner piece? It has to have a din of a mechitza, and it moves in the wind. So it's not a good mechitza. Over there, you tie it up so it doesn't move in the wind. Toshma, ilan ha-mesach al-ha-oretz. Im ein nofo gavoh min ha-oretz shlosha tefachim, etalkul and tachtov. You have a branch of a tree that is within three tefachim of the ground, so it forms a total ohel over the ground, then you can carry under that branch more than four amas. That's a real rishus hayachid. Shmuel says, "Amai hakaazu v'asi." The branch will nice and moves in the wind. Shmuel says, "Hasam nami David lebahutz v'dafne." Talking, we tied it up. Doesn't move in the wind. Yachin natal to the kule. That's the case. It's a real mechitza. Why can't you carry? No matter how big the branch is, even if it's a base aside, right? Alma Omer of Huna, Bereid of Yeshua, Ein Metalklin Bo, Ela base aside. You can't carry more than base aside. There's a din of Ein Amukaf Ladira. You have something that has a mechitza around it, but it's not, the mechitza is not made for living in there. So then the halacha is, it's like a karfef. It's like you're allowed to carry there, but not more than base sign. If the area is more than base sign, then you can't carry. That's a karfif, and the mechitzas don't help. So same thing over here. This branch, right, is not counted as if it's made for dwelling. So if the branch is up till base sign, you can carry under it. More than base sign, you can't. So the chore, if you're talking where you tied it up and made a mechitza of hutzed dafna, so it shouldn't move, then that's made for dwelling already. So why can't you carry as big as it is? Doesn't make a difference how big it should be. Or it says, Mishum Davidira Shatashmisha La'adr. Because the reason you tied this thing up is you're not going to live under this branch. What happens with this, what's under the branch is that people take shelter here when they watch their herds or whatever. The whole purpose is not to dwell under here, but to get away from what's on the outside for shelter. That's not called a dira. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry more than base sasai in something like that, even if it has mechitzas. The chol dira shetashmisha la'avir ain metalklin bo la'sasai. See Rashi. Diomed. No, hayasham. The pasi biros koit. Looking in the case where you have this water hole, and you want to put up a mechitza around it so you can get the water out of the hole, which is rishus hayachid, and put it in front of your animals around the area around it, which will also become Rishus HaYachid. So if on one of the corners where you have to put the diomid is a tree, which is an amma by an amma, it could also count as a diomid. Oh, geder, meruba amalama, or a fence, which is an amma by an amma. Called geder stam shalavonim. A geder is made out of stones in Chazal. A diomid has to be either a corner piece or a solid piece of an amma by an amma, so you could carve it out and have what's it called to both sides. You could have one part of it going one way, one part the other way, at least an amma each way. Diomid beis amudim shayu mechitza lekan lekan. These are corner pieces that are considered a mechitza as long as they're an amma long on each side, on each corner. Four of them make a good mechitza for pasi beiros. Shebekache kilu chacham maleim. It's a big kula because there's nothing closing up the inside of these mechitzas. But lemaisa, because of ole regalim, they were matter to get water like this.
Only in
Yerushalayim. Hamesach, oh no, Olei Yerushalayim, not only in Yerushalayim. Olei Rego, right, people on the way. Right, yeah. Hamesach al Haaretz, Nofo Godel Ma'od. Big branch, Veroshe Hanof, Kfufim Soviv al Haaretz. And the whole branch was within three tvachim of the ground, formed like a canopy. Metalto Tachtov, Damrim Lovet. Umechitza zuga voasor mi bifni. And the mechitza was 10 tvachim high in the canopy. And it started within 3 tvachim of the ground. Shanof orachu vegova ilinu. Right? So it's high and it's within 3 tvachim of the ground. Ihochid asuya bedaim hi. The mice, if you have to do something to fix up this branch to be able to carry underneath it, then it's hukah fadira. Veroy ladr tachtel, you can live under it. Vishmar sadeh asah, it's made for people to get shelter to be able to watch the fields around. The kivan demukah fadirahu l'talta b'kulei. Why is there a minimum? Why is there a maximum of a beis hasayim of 5,000 square amas? Right, 100 by 50, which is like the chotzer of the mishkan. Kolomer y'talta b'kol kamashu gadol. Right, you should be able to carry as much as you want underneath this thing. It's a bona fide mechitza that's made l'dira. So why is there a limit of 5,000 square amas? Almor afuna ein metalklin bo klal ella im kain eno havi ella kashir beis asayim kechotzer mishkan. You can't carry there at all, right? If it's more than the area of the chotzer mishkan, shishir zeh nosnu chacham lechol hekif sheinu ledira. A hekif that's not made ledira. So you can only carry if it's less than beis asayim. Dim gadol hu mikan havi karmelis, and more than that is a karmelis. Vei metalklin bela besoch arba mosav shalodim. Can't carry there unless you're within your four amas. The high kiven to be a daim hukaf ladira afilu hu yosrim de sasayim v'taltuba. Since l'maisa, you're not just relying on the branch, which taka wasn't made l'shem dira, but you're putting something man-made up that's l'shem dira, so why should there be a limit? Shemar says, no, even when you put the mechitza up, the purpose of living here is not to live under the branch. It's to get shelter for the sake of what's outside. Person's not doesn't want to live over here, he just wants to be not exposed to the elements. That's not called a dira, and therefore you have a limit of 5,000 square amas. More than that you can't carry and even within what's except within 4 amas. Okay, Toshma. Shavas Batel, Shugavo Asara, started Shabbos out mound that was 10 tefachim high. V'hu me'arba amos ad beis hasayim, and the mound is more than 4 amos and less than beis hasayim, less than 5,000 square amos. V'chein b'neka, or in a ditch, shu omek asor, it's 10 tefachim deep. V'hu me'arba amos ad beis hasayim, same thing. It's more than 4 amos. And it's less than beis hasayim. V'chein kamak tzura, v'shibolos makifos osa, or you were in a field, and they harvested the field, but they left the perimeter up. So it makes a natural mechitz around the field. Mahalach is kula, v'chutzala payamama. So then that place within those mechitzas becomes your mokum shvisa, Erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to carry, or you're allowed to walk, that whole area as if it's 4 amas and 2,000 amas past that. So wherever you are, as long as it's more than 4, if it's less than 4 amas, then anyway you could walk that 4 amas. Right? So anything more than 4 amas, you gain whatever it's more than 4 amas plus your 2,000 amas up till beis hasayim. If it's more than beis hasayim, it's a karfeif, a karmelis, and it doesn't count anymore, even though it has mechitzas around. Gemara says, "Afogav the ozov asi lechora over there." Also, the stalks move in the wind. So how could they be considered a mechitza to make the area where you are one united place that's considered like 4 amas, and get that whole area added to your 2,000 amas? It's not a good mechitza. It moves. Gemara says, "Dovid lebehutz of adam." Here also, you tied it up. You thatched it in a way that doesn't move in the wind. Okay. Shavas betel kiddush hayom al ha'adam hu betel gavo asor. When Shabbos came in, he was on this mound, which is 10 tefachim high, and a plateau that was more than 4 amos, 4 amos or more, up till beis hasayim. The konashom shvisos. So that's where he started off Shabbos. That becomes his place. And that whole place within the mechitzas is considered 4 amas, and there was another 2,000 amas outside of that. God who may arba amas, it's bigger than four amas. But not bigger than beis hasayim, because if it isn't bigger than four amas, you don't need it. Anyway, you can the four amas is considered like one place, and you have 2,000 amas. So it's only necessary if it's more than four amas. The chaim b'neka guma asuya misheshes to meberashes. You're in a ditch, the kamak tzuraben, so or in a field that was harvested and the perimeter was left up as a mechitza. V'shibolos gavolos asor makifus asosavit. And there are stalks that are at least 10 tvachim high that surround the whole field. Kolhani mechitzas ninu, they're all mechitzas, lahakit beis hasayim, lo liyosef. They're not made for living, so they help up till beis hasayim, but not more. Lo liyosef mikhan, the lonasis ladira, hilkach mahalechis kula lamachar, the chutzala alpayim. Therefore, that whole area becomes like four amas, and then you have 2,000 amas outside of that for your tchum. The whole area up till Beis Hasayim is considered like four amas. Shalmakom Shvisa. That's your place of Shvisa since it's surrounded with mechitzas. Ulahachi nokat vahu me'arba amas. Di lo havi yosem me'arba amas. My mahalach is kula ika. If it's less than four amas, what's the big chiddush? You can walk that whole thing plus 2,000 amas. You always have four amas even if there's no mechitzas. Plus 2,000 amas. Below mechitzas, no me'arba amas makom shvisa islay. The hainu shvuish tachta. Even without any mechitzas, till four amas you could walk. The chutzalah and alpayin amas, and then another 2,000 amas. Dichsiv al yetsa ish mimkomo, v'asmuch rabbanu lemelech makom imakom umakom inisa kiraminim be'eruvin. That's 2,000 amas. The tail muk of mechitzahu. The tail is also mechitza, because it's a ditch. So the walls of the ditch form the mechitza, and the same thing with the tail, the mound. The sides of the mound form a mechitza. The chol shegavo asor, I'm reading good asik mechitza shela the hakip ben esrosha. Anything that's 10 tefachim high, the mechitzas go up indefinitely. And if you're standing on the top of this mound, the mechitzas on the side extend imaginary above you. V'shibolos makim mukafos v'afagav de'en omdos baruach l'chora. The stalks move in the wind. How could they be a mechitza? The avid leila mechitza sashibolim behutz v'dafna mishibolish l'shibolis. No, you weave them together so they don't move in the wind. Ad sha'ogdom v'godlin yachad sovi machzikas edzeh. You strengthen them that they won't move in the wind.